adopted by this council, and so you still have the opportunity to accept or reject. But the federal government has authorized a grant to East Wenatchee, should we choose to accept it, in the amount of $264,000, which would cover the cost of one police officer for 3 years. As with those COP grants in the past, that would require us to continue to employ the officer for one more year at the end of the grant, which would be a 4-year commitment. We've made no commitments, of course, and we have not done anything more than begin to talk about what this portends for the city in terms of our budget, other than to know that it's free money, which portends good things in many ways. But I have asked legal counsel to do some research into what kind of advertising would be appropriate and essentially legal. I'm not suggesting to the council that this is a necessity. This is mostly just the mayor's thoughts at this point. But I've had many contacts over the course of the last 11 years from the press and otherwise about why the city doesn't have more Hispanic employees or Hispanic officers out there dealing with the public. I think I understand the answer to that, which is that there are very few that apply. And civil service laws require that we be fair in our applications and not favor one group, or particularly one race or another, necessarily. But I do want to research so that the council has the ability to understand what the laws are with respect to any kind of selective recruitment of that kind. They may be prohibitive in terms of what you can do. So we'll keep you informed on that. But my personal opinion is that if we could put a bicultural, bilingual officer on the street, it would be of benefit to our citizens. I understand that we deal, this is not scientific, but I've done some inquiry in the court and with the prosecutor, our prosecutor here, and I understand that our officers are dealing with in the neighborhood of 30% of their calls are related to Hispanics in the community. And we don't have, we have one bilingual officer, but he's not bicultural. He's not always available for many of those calls because of his hours. And so I just want you to be thinking about that. As you know, I try to forecast these things so that they don't come up as a decision item and you get a chance to think about it ahead of time. Councilor Buckner.
What's the time frame on acceptance of this monies?
I don't have the email with me. Do you recall when it was?
Yeah, we'll get the official award on September 1st, and we have 90 days, but whether we accept that or not.
So the end of the year, essentially.
So yeah. We'll yeah. Find out what the strings are and what our commitments are, yeah.
Well, they're
et cetera, et cetera.
Well, they're clear.
Yeah, there are really no strings, but it does pay for the complete salary and benefits for the officer, and no cost to the city for 3 years, as the mayor said.
I should point out one thing. I'm not trying to steal the chief's thunder on this because he could told you as easy as I can, but the we have had some information. This is more of a personnel nature, so it's not necessarily set concrete, but we've received some information along the way that we probably are going to lose two of our officers over the next couple of years, either to for one reason or another, and I don't think it's appropriate to go into that here. But if that's true, and if we were to accept this grant, we have the option of not replacing one of those when that occurs, so that we don't do a net total increase in force. And that way, as I understand it, well, this money could end up benefiting our budget by reducing the overall cost in the city of law enforcement. We still have a commitment on the fourth year, but by the same token, we were going to pay that money anyway if we kept the same amount of officers in place. So that's one thought to entertain. Anything else you want to add about this?
I was quite surprised that we got acceptance. I mean, this time for the COPS grant, unlike the President Clinton administration, we really went one $48 allowed for this, so that's $7,500.